Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Scioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Breaking news today, of course, former president and future president Donald Trump selecting Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio to be his running mate. Welcome back on Twitter, at Rich Scioli. 855-839-1210. And to my right, very happy to welcome back to the show, Linda McMahon. Of course, she served as a member of President Donald Trump's cabinet, U.S. Administrator of the Small Business Administration. She's also the former president and CEO of the WWE, and she's currently chair of the board for the America First Policy Institute. It's so great to see you again.
Thank you. So great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's an honor to have you back. I mean, you were one of my favorite guests back when you were in the administration. You were kind enough to grace us on the show quite a bit back then. So
thank you.
And you did a lot for people, too. There were a few people I sent your way who had problems with the SBA, and you made sure that they were always treated great. You did that for everybody. You tried to help small businesses. You really did.
Thank you. That was our job.
And today's theme is Make America Wealthy Again. So how do we do it?
Well, we elect Donald J. Trump as president, along with the new vice president, J.D. Vance, because his economic policies clearly did work. He lowered taxes. He got rid of regulations. He really understood that small business was the backbone of the economy, and he wanted to do everything to support small businesses. And he did it, and the economy flourished. And we're getting back in office. He's going to make those tax cuts permanent, and I think we'll see the economy take off and really flourish again.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many regulations. It's daunting for our businesses. It really is.
It truly is. I remember the visual of when he was standing on the stage, I think in the East Room, and he had, you know, big stacks of regulations behind him and red tape and cutting the red tape. And he just had such a way of saying, this is what you have to go through. This is the bureaucracy of the federal government. This is why small businesses and even big businesses and our citizens can't get their head above water, because this is what they have to deal with. So his plan, you know, every agency had, for every new regulation an agency wanted to put in place, had to cut two. But We, most of the time, were 8, 10, sometimes 15 regulations out the door.
No kidding.
For even one. Yeah.
Wow.
It was amazing how much regulation and red tape he cut, which is, you know, why it was successful.
I think that's remarkable. I don't think enough people understand that, because regulations are, first of all, many of these are not even passed by Congress, right? These are regulations that are put in by the executive, and you guys said, we're going to get rid of these things. We're going to go after them. That's fantastic.
And some of them get put in place through the rulemaking process as
right.
well, you know, because they're just hard on small business. I'll give you an example. Now, look, regulations are important. We have to have rules that we have to operate by. But when I visited one small business in Connecticut, and it was a nickel plating company. So, you know, these are harsh chemicals or whatever. And the owner told me, he said, look, I understand that we need to make sure that our people aren't harmed by any of these chemicals, or that we're not putting stuff out into the atmosphere that we shouldn't. He said, when OSHA came in, he said, we really try to do things by the book. He said, OSHA came in, went through, had all their documentation. And at the end of the day, they told me there was one minor thing they had to ding me on. And it was because the signs outside the men's and women's room were not regulation size, and therefore it was a $5,000 fine.
Oh.
Now, to a small business, that's right out of the bottom line.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, well, did anybody ever get confused and wander into the wrong restroom? And he said, nope, that didn't happen. Well, all right. But that was just an example. We need regulation. We need the right kind of regulation. We don't need regulation by government overreach. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump clearly understood that.
And Linda McMahon, when Donald Trump left office and Joe Biden came in, I'm guessing there were a lot more of those regulations put back in place.
Yes, there were.
And Joe Biden lies and says he's never raised taxes on anybody making less than $400,000 a year. We know that that's an outright lie.
Well, clearly it is. Even if you just looked at food prices and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, all of the additional costs that are going through is just like, you know, a tax increase in and of itself. Mm-hmm. And so let's focus on the fellow that we know who actually reduced taxes. Reduced them on small businesses, reduced them on the middle class. And actually, you know, when Donald Trump reduced taxes, the people who flourished the most were the lower income and middle income folks, because they just built their own private incomes.
Mm-hmm.
And small businesses, you know, just flourished. If you look at the past 3 years since Joe Biden has been in office, the index of prosperity, you know, for small businesses, and the index of favorability for small businesses has fallen.
Mm-hmm.
Small businesses are just, they're afraid of what regulations are going to come in place next, what mandates are going to come in place next that are going to cost them.
Right. Linda McMahon is with me, former administrator of the United States Small Business Administration in Donald Trump's cabinet. She's a former president and CEO of WWE. And boy, you really built that company up. I mean, that was an incredible, it still is, but I mean, with the work you did there was phenomenal. And I was great to see it was back in Philadelphia recently, too.
Yes, for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yes, this past WrestleMania. And
listen, I grew up, WrestleMania was my thing when I was a kid.
Uh-huh,
right?
Right.
I mean, I had the Hulk Hogan action figures. It was my thing. So, you know.
It's a, you know, World Wrestling Entertainment's an absolutely wonderful, wonderful business. It was a family business for a long time. We took it public. And then it was recently, you know, sold in a merger with UFC. So it's under the wonderful banner now, TKO, and just doing incredibly well.
Dana White, I know, is speaking, right, Thursday
yes.
night, and a friend
and
of yours.
And so am I.
And so are you. So there you go. I was going to ask you what night it was. I wasn't sure if it was, so Thursday night.
Thursday
excellent.
Night. I don't know what time, but Thursday night sometime.
What's your message going to be to the convention Thursday night?
Well, you know, I have the almost unique perspective of being a colleague mm-hmm. of Donald Trump's. You know, he's been my boss, but we've been friends for almost 30 years. And so I think my message is going to be about a little bit more about Donald Trump, the man.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be fun. It'll be from a friend's perspective.
I think that that's fantastic. I think people would love to hear a message like that, because when you were the president and CEO of World Wrestling Entertainment, he was involved back then, right? People may not know that.
Oh, he did. He really liked our programming, and so he became involved in two or three storylines,
mm-hmm.
And one of which at WrestleMania was called the Battle of the Billionaires. And it was one of the highest rated, you know, pay-per-views that we ever had. And it was just fun. He loved it. He of course, was not president then.
Right.
But he really had a lot of fun.
Yeah, nobody would.
And we had fun with him.
You couldn't have steel chairs or cage matches with a former president or president of the United States of America, I guess. And, I mean, he should come out to I'm a Real American. I'm just saying. It worked for Hulk. I'm just throwing it out there. I think the fact that you've been his friend for 30 years, the fact that you've been a colleague for 30 years, the fact that you've worked for him for 30 years, because that's important. That's a long time. My grandmother used to say, you got to eat a pound of salt with somebody before you get to really know them.
Oh, how about that?
You know? Eat salt slowly with every little
right.
meal.
So. A few little sprinkles here and
yeah.
there.
Yeah. And you've left his administration, and I'm sure there'll be a place for you back if you want it, and I would imagine he'd want you back. But the fact that you're still advocating for him, I think, says a lot. It really does.
Well, because I saw his policies work.
Yeah.
So I can continue to advocate for the policies that I know that are so special to him, because it is about America first.
Mm-hmm.
He is unequivocal in his support and his dedication and devotion to this country. And I think nothing was more evident than this attempted assassination when the first thing he wanted to do getting to his feet was to raise his fist and to show that we're fighting for America and we're going to fight against, you know, invaders. We're going to fight for democracy. We're going to fight for the people of this country. And basically he was just saying, keep up the fight because I'm not backing down.
Linda McMahon, when you saw what happened play out Saturday night, that must have been such a shocking moment for you to see your friend get hit like that.
You know, I didn't have my TV on, and someone sent me a text and said, cut your TV on, the president's been shot. Honestly, a shudder went through my body because I didn't know if that meant he was dead mm-hmm. or just what. And I was so relieved when the TV came on, and about that time he was standing up. And I could see that, okay, he did have some blood on his face, but he looked really to be fine, if
yeah.
you could say that. So I was so, so relieved to see that. But it was that god-awful feeling in the pit of your stomach that this had, but for 2 centimeters.
Yeah.
And when I spoke to him later that evening, and he said, you know, it was just surreal. He said, you know, if I hadn't turned to look at that chart, that graph, he said, like for 2 centimeters, he said, you know, we wouldn't be talking tonight. And it was in the somber tone, but still a very confident but very grateful tone that he had on was it Friday night, I think? Friday or Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Linda McMahon, you have long said small businesses are the backbone of America and that more Americans work for small businesses than even large corporations. And I think sometimes we
right
forget
now?
That. I think one of the great messages of J.D. Vance, for example, President Trump's new running mate, is the forgotten men and women. You've talked about that as well. And keeping jobs here in America and then bringing jobs back to America.
Right.
Right. How do we do that?
Well, you know, I think I was very happy with the selection of J.D. Vance because he does often talk about watching jobs, you know, mm-hmm. leave our country. I think one of the things that we have to do is to be mindful, A, of taxes. I mean, in Joe Biden, the Biden administration is allowing some of the tax cuts to expire now. And has said, you know, that he...
Tax cuts that President Trump put in.
That's exactly right. And that he's not going to do anything, you know, to prevent them from expiring. And I think when that happens, corporate tax is going to go up. And Biden has already said he's going to raise corporate taxes. And he erroneously talks about how these taxes were tax cuts for the rich. And clearly, as I mentioned before, those who benefited the most were lower income and middle income. And they would be the most affected again by these tax cuts being eliminated and put back in place. But we have to make sure that we have the right workforce in our country. We have to make sure that we're providing the right raw materials for manufacturing, that we do have the right incentives for companies to invest to manufacture here in our country. And I think President Trump has a very good handle on that.
Linda McMahon, it's great to see you. Thanks
Thank
for all
you
your
so
service
much.
To our country.
It's a pleasure.
Appreciate
fun.
You stopping by. Have a great speech Thursday night.
Thank you, Rich.
You'll crush it, I'm
it'll
sure.
Be, it'll be
you'll,
fun.
You'll kill it.
Thank you so
Linda
much.
Linda McMahon, please follow her on social media as well. She's terrific, and we look forward to her speech. You can follow her on Twitter, our ex, at Linda_McMahon. We're live at the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Don't go away.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
We are back live at the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee. Thanks for being here today. We got a lot of great guests stopping by throughout the week. We'll be here all week, and we're excited about that fact. We're trying to adjust to the fact that, what are we, DeSantis? We're on Central Time right now, is that right?
Yeah, so we're an hour behind Eastern Time.
Yeah, which so is... it's the drive at 5, but it's actually the drive at 4. I was not aware
of
that.
Both of us forgot about it.
Well, no, it's not that. It's on the show sheet. You have all of the guests on Central Time. So, for example... Right. So, for example, it says Linda McMahon, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
But the live reads are all in Eastern time. So all here right. I am thinking that I got plenty of time. I'm way ahead of myself, way ahead of schedule.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. And then it suddenly dawned on me that we're actually not doing very well with the live reads at all. And we're maybe hopelessly behind at this point.
And look, you didn't shave. Look at him. Look at him.
I didn't get a haircut
You look
either.
Like J.D. Vance, actually, kind of, with that beard.
Very handsome guy.
Very handsome guy. I tried to get you Coca-Cola before. They only have Pepsi here at the
yeah,
arena.
Yeah, I can't support you know. That. Everybody knows I'm a Coca-Cola man. I won't drink the Pepsi.
And you wouldn't even do it like as a day.
No.
I dare you to have this Pepsi Cola, Matt DeSantis.
Everyone in the Scioli Army knows I'm loyal to Coca-Cola. It would be blasphemous if I were to sit here and sip on a Pepsi.
I'd
get called out. I deserve to be called out.
I agree. Trump Vance, what are we hearing? What are you seeing on social media as you follow the breaking news? What are people saying?
So it seems like everybody that is already a Trump fan is elated with the choice.
Really?
I do see some disgruntled moderates who aren't major J.D. Vance supporters, however. But the alternative is voting for Joe Biden, and at this point, I mean, I would be shocked if Joe Biden were to win the election. It just seems like Trump, I don't know.
Landslide.
Seems like a land,
it's
yeah.
a landslide.
If you told me that the next poll that came out, the next national poll, had Trump plus 10, I would totally believe that.
Yeah, if it's only plus 10, I'd be shocked. Well, you know who predicted a landslide is me on Fox News the other night. So I get the show sheet last night sent to me, and I look at all the audio clips, and I didn't even make my own show sheet. Well, you didn't even add the audio clip for my appearance on Fox News.
I didn't think it was necessary, considering you are on the Rich Zeoli show. You're Rich Zeoli. Why do we need the clip from Fox News? Why do you have to react to yourself? It's very strange.
I don't know. It's because I think it's a great moment. I can pretend like I'm bald on CNN, playing my own clips of myself.
Well, I added two just for you.
Yeah, well, here's...
All over the place, though. You're on C-SPAN also.
I was on C-SPAN today, my first national address, as I addressed the Pennsylvania delegation. Well, here's me saying that the shooting was going to result in an even greater landslide. I did this at 3:40 a.m. 3:40 is the new prime time, by the way, just so you know. People think 6:40, 7 p.m. No. It's 3:40 a.m. is the new prime time, Matt DeSantis. That's what they asked me, like, you want to be on 9 p.m.? Like, no, give me 3:40 a.m., all right? That's when I want to shine.
I saw you texted me in the middle of the night. I'm doing Fox News. I woke up pretty early, especially for me. I was like, what the hell time did you do
it? And that's they offered me prime time. I said, this is prime time, 3:40 a.m. But somehow Tom Elliott on Gravy had found it, and he published it, and so the clip kind of went viral. But here's what I said, cut 22.
And obviously everybody's shocked. We're all shocked. And I was just wondering, I know you're very close to your listeners in terms of keeping in touch with them. Have they been posting? Yeah. And I just want to know what they're saying.
What they're saying is that this is going to probably help Donald Trump achieve an even greater landslide, quite frankly, because it just seems as if they keep coming after him. And look, a lot of details have to come out. I don't want to speculate. Nobody wants to speculate, of course, in any way, shape or form. But there's a big difference, I think, between being rushed off the stage and then pushing your hand into the air in that moment that the president did. And so what my listeners have been saying to me, Arthel, is that they've been saying that, yeah, you know, this is a game changer for this race. It really is. This race is going to be even more of a landslide now. Now, look, I'm not trying to politicize what is obviously a tragic day in American history. No question about it. But what I am saying, though,
yeah,
is that
the person lost their life. Yeah.
Absolutely. What I am saying, though, is that there are moments in political history that forever change things. That there are people tonight who are going to look at Donald Trump very sympathetically. Look at our country right now as a moment where political rhetoric has reached a fever pitch, and he has been subjected to being called every name in the book. You know, they've called him Hitler. They've called him Mussolini. They've said he's going to destroy democracy. He's going to destroy the world. I'm not suggesting, because I don't know if that's what led to the shooter to do what he did today, this assassination attempt.
Sure.
What I do know is that people have seen Donald Trump be called the worst names possible. And so there is going to be a sense of sympathy for him, I think, after this, just like President Reagan. When President Reagan was shot and almost died after John Hinckley shot him, you know, Ronald Reagan swept to the biggest landslide in American history. It's not politicizing it to say that there's going to be a political effect to this. Thank God he's alive. I pray for the families of the victim who was killed today. But there will be a political shift because of this day.
And I was so right. As I am today, saying the exact same thing, but just not in Fox News. Some breaking news for you as well, and that is that the shooter was on the roof now for 30 minutes. The man who tried to assassinate Donald Trump, President Trump, was spotted on a roof nearly 30 minutes before the shooting. One officer at the rally took a photo of him at 5:45 p.m. and called it in as a suspicious person, according to WPXI-TV. I want to let you think about that for a second, because I played you the clip earlier of people seeing him climb on top of the roof. I mean, a reaction to that. But it turns out now that the breaking news is that he was on that roof for nearly 30 minutes before the shooting, and an officer called it in. How on earth was he not taken out? How on earth were at least other officers not immediately dispatched to that roof? How on earth was at least, at the very minimum, a drone not sent over that roof to take a picture of him right away? How has a sniper not said, there's a guy on the roof, look at him closely, and the minute he saw a firearm, take that guy out? How does this happen in the United States of America in the year 2024? We've had a long history of presidential assassination attempts in this country. The last several of them have all been against Republicans. But we've had a history in this country of presidential assassinations, a long history of them, and assassination attempts. And when I saw that happen Saturday night, I thought to myself, is this 1963? How can something like this in America occur? There was the Washington Post had kind of a breakdown about this, and it was Reagan, March 30th, 1981, when he was walking out of the Washington Hilton Hotel, where he had just addressed labor leaders, when the mentally ill son of a wealthy Texas energy executive stepped from the crowd and emptied a six-shot revolver at him. He was hoping to impress Jody Foster. His bullet struck three people, and a ricochet hit Reagan as police and Secret Service agents piled on Hinckley. He was rushed to the hospital. He survived. And, you know, as I was thinking about that, too, and the way that it helped Reagan's popularity after that, and I said that to the Fox News person, I said, look, Reagan's popularity went up after this, no question. There have been at least 15 direct assaults on U.S. presidents, presidents-elect, and presidential candidates alone. Five of them resulted in deaths, according to the Congressional Research Service. And by the way, I'm very happy about the fact that President Trump survived, and I'm very, very happy that he picked J.D. Vance to be his running mate. I think it's going to be a great ticket. This happiness, this hour, brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. My happy place. We'll be live again in September, so make your July midweek reservations now for the Grand Hotel of Cape May. Oceanfront, beautiful, wonderful. You're going to love it there. So go today, grandhotelcapemay.com. The first attempted presidential assassination, according to the U.S. Senate History Office, came on January 30th, 1835. A troubled, unemployed house painter named Richard Lawrence armed himself that day with two pistols and hid behind a pillar in the U.S. Capitol to ambush President Andrew Jackson. Jackson was attending a funeral in the Capitol, and as he approached, Lawrence pointed a single-shot Derringer at the president's heart and pulled the trigger. The gun went off with a bang in a cloud of smoke, but misfired. Jackson lunged at Lawrence with his cane. Lawrence pulled his second pistol and squeezed the trigger, but that misfired too. Bystanders pounced on Lawrence, who was later judged insane, and rushed President Jackson away. There'd be more attempts on the lives of U.S. presidents and four presidential assassinations: Abraham Lincoln in 1865, James Garfield in 1881, McKinley in 1901, William McKinley, and John F. Kennedy in 1963. In 1975, President Gerald Ford survived two assassination attempts in a month. They were the whack job Manson girls. In each case, the violence shook the country as Americans struggled to make sense of what had occurred. On September 5, 1975, Lynette Squeaky Frome, a member of the Charles Manson cult, tried to shoot Ford outside the California Capitol in Sacramento, California. She was about an arm's length away, but her gun had no bullet in the chamber when she pulled the trigger. On September 22, 1975, Sarah Jane Moore, a self-described radical, fired a gun at Gerald Ford outside the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco, but missed. On November 1, 1950, two Puerto Rican nationalists attempted to assassinate President Harry S. Truman at the Blair House, where the president was staying in D.C. One of the gunmen was killed, along with a White House policeman. Truman, who remained inside, was unhurt. On February 15, 1933, an assassin nearly killed President-elect Franklin Roosevelt at a rally in Miami. An unemployed bricklayer named Giuseppe Zangara, although there's some questions about that, whether or not that's actually true, who said he hated officials and rich people, fired five times. Roosevelt was unharmed, but the bullets wounded four people and killed Chicago's mayor, Anton Cernak. On October 14, 1912, former President Teddy Roosevelt was campaigning in Milwaukee for a non-consecutive third term when he was shot by a mentally ill bar owner from New York City named John Schrank as Roosevelt emerged from a hotel. But the bullet was slowed by a thick copy of a speech he was planning to give and an eyeglass case Roosevelt had in his pocket. Roosevelt was staggered but went on to deliver that speech later that night. The bullet stayed in his body for the rest of his life. Schenck died in a mental institution in 1943. Echoes of Teddy Roosevelt for Donald Trump on Saturday night. I'm not a big fan of Teddy Roosevelt's politics, but the echoes of that, where Roosevelt got shot that day, gave a speech that same night. Trump, of course, with his fist up in the air. And, of course, we know Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated on April 4th, 1968, 2 months later. On June 5th, presidential candidate and U.S. Senator Robert F. Kennedy was slain in Los Angeles. 4 years earlier, his older brother, President John F. Kennedy, was killed in Dallas. I won't say by who. The article says Lee Harvey Oswald, but I think the jury's out because the CIA still won't declassify all the documents. So until that time, I'm keeping an open mind. Robert F. Kennedy was shot in the head by a Christian Palestinian named Sirhan Sirhan. Of course, there's questions around that, too. As Kennedy walked in it near a kitchen in the hotel where he had spoken, Sirhan was angry over Kennedy's support for Israel. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. today has been given Secret Service protection. President Trump this morning called on the Secret Service to protect the life of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So I think that that's great that he's done that. So now he officially has Secret Service protection. It had been denied up until today. And again, everything changed. Everything changed with that assassination attempt on President Trump on Saturday. As I mentioned to you, the other breaking news story is that President Trump is now being given presidential-level Secret Service protection. That makes me feel good and happy, except for the fact that if there are questions about could this in any way, shape, or form have been an inside job. And look, I know that people say that that's, well, you sound like a crazy conspiracy theorist, but we still have questions surrounding Kennedy's assassination from 1963 regarding whether or not the government was involved in that. And there are legitimate questions. There are still to this day legitimate questions about that. Michael Corleone said it. History's taught us one thing. It's that anyone can be gotten to. I feel better about the fact that it'll be presidential level security because there's no way in hell they would allow those buildings to be unmanned in that sense if the president of the United States were there, because they put a literal bubble around the president. And presidents these days are very rarely seen in public because of that fact. So their movements are much more carefully controlled. Although, if you remember when Biden was in, I forget where he was, but a car backfired. And there's a scene where Biden lifts his head above the door of the Suburban and is looking all around, and his head was up there long enough. I never understood that. I just some real questions around the Secret Service and the protection of the president, and just in general right now. I think the Secret Service director is a disgrace. I think she should be fired. She should resign. She should go. She should be done. And there's legitimate questions to ask about could there have been anybody helping pull this off? I mean, it would not be the first time in history where somebody on the inside was helping a bad guy commit a crime. I don't think it makes you a conspiracy theorist to ask those questions. I hope the questions are asked. I don't want to be afraid of asking questions because we're afraid of coming to conclusions. You know, the Warren Commission, for example, when it looked into the Kennedy assassination, as we've talked about many times before, that commission should have just been called the Dulles Commission. We've talked about this before. Alan Dulles, the head of the CIA, who really ran the show back then. And the Warren Commission was absolutely about clearing any potential links by the Central Intelligence Agency. It wasn't until the 1970s when the House Select Subcommittee on the Assassination of President Kennedy ruled a likely conspiracy. I haven't heard much about that. But point is this. We have a lot of questions to answer after what occurred on Saturday. More details keep coming out, and the more details that keep coming out make me think there's a real possibility here that he could have had some help. I'm not saying he did. I'm saying there's a possibility. If history's taught us anything, it's that people in power want to stay in power, and that people who work for those people in power will very often do things to help people stay in power. That's a historical fact. I mean, the very first, one of the more famous assassinations is that of Julius Caesar by a very close friend of his. I'm not saying Joe Biden had anything to do with this. I'm just simply saying we have to have a lot of serious conversations and investigations need to occur, because there's far too many things about the events on Saturday that make me say this stinks beyond just simple negligence. This stinks beyond just simple malpractice or simple failure. There's something potentially much more serious here at work, at play. I'm not saying it definitively. I'm simply saying we need to look into that. You want to call me a conspiracy theorist? Fine. But I'd rather be wrong and say we looked at everything. It's just simple human error, just across the board. Okay, great. But if you go into it assuming human error and you rule out everything else, you could potentially now let somebody who's very, very nefarious off the hook. So I hope there will be a thorough investigation, and I hope it does come down to just simple lack of manpower and simple human error. I hope to God that's all it is and nothing more. Let that be the case. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeolias. We're live from the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee. It's great to be here. I want to thank my friends at Cherry Hill Volvo for their incredible sponsorship of the show. You know, when we're back in Philadelphia, we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. But here in Milwaukee, we are broadcasting live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios by way of the internet, live from the convention. And so we're great. It's great to be here with you. I tell you, Judith Krupnik is a dear friend, and they have incredible specials right now going on at Cherry Hill Volvo because they are doing their renovation special, their renovation extravaganza. And Judith Krupnik wants to make sure you know that despite the renovation, it's an amazing time to get the Cherry Hill Volvo. And people for generations, I mean for decades, have been buying cars from her, and they've become customers for life. Cherry Hill Volvo has customers who have been with them for as nearly as 30 years long. And that's an incredible testament to the high level of service and value they provide. It is possible to get the absolute best deal on a new Volvo while enjoying fantastic experience at Cherry Hill Volvo. Go see them today, including discounts of up to $13,176 off the Volvo XC90 for qualified buyers. And take advantage of the Cherry Hill Volvo 2024 model year sell down going on right now. Look, there's amazing aggressive promotions and incentives, so get there today. Cherry Hill Volvo is the most accessible Volvo dealer to Philly and South Jersey, right across the bridge. Judith, Yosef, and the entire team look forward to meeting you at Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Thank you very much for being here today. 855-839-1210. All right, Andrew, you can pop that down. Thank you, buddy. This is what he said. He said, J.D. Vance is the VP pick, and I think every person who pays close attention has got to be thrilled by that. Every bad person I've ever met in Washington was aligned against J.D. Vance, according to the New York Times. So that story just came out a short time ago. Matt, if you can pull up, if you can find the full story, that would be great. I think that is really important. We're live from the Republican National Convention. We are streaming on YouTube right now. If you're joining us, and please tune in. That's the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. The big pick is that former president and future president Donald Trump has picked J.D. Vance to be his running mate. And Joe Biden reacted by saying J.D. Vance is a clone of Trump on the issues. That's what President Biden has said. A clone. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's the thing. J.D. Vance says and will do what will make America great again. That's the key. That's the key. And I really appreciate the fact that he's going to make America great again along with Donald Trump. And I appreciate the fact that he's going to have potentially now 12 years to do it. He's 39 years old. He's going to mature along the way. He's going to be there with President Trump, help him push his America First agenda. I can't say it enough to you. You know, one of the biggest things that President Trump did wrong, and he's the first one to say it, is surround himself by a lot of Washington establishment insiders, a lot of people who are, quite frankly, from the swamp, a lot of people who were not there to help with Donald Trump's agenda. They were there to preserve the order of Washington. And for many of them, these party insiders, it was a huge, huge mistake of Trump to do that, to bring those people in. And so I fully think he's learned. I think he's fully appreciated the fact that he needs outsiders around him, people that are not part of the establishment. J.D. Vance walked into the convention today, got a hero's welcome along with his beautiful wife. She's gorgeous. And, you know, like I said, he's a father. He's got three young kids. Young guy, smart guy, brilliant guy, Yale-educated lawyer. He's going to do great. He's going to help Trump in a big, big way. I think that for anybody who says, what does this pick get him? You know what this pick gets him? This pick gets him the optics of having a very young person on the team. 39 in politics is a baby. It's a baby. You consider the fact that Biden is 172 years old and Trump is about 80, but I mean, Biden's cognitive years. He's 172 years old, like a dog's years. You know, he's much older than he really is. And Kamala Harris is older, too. Not nearly as old as Trump or Biden, but she's older. But J.D. Vance is a kid in the world of politics. He's a kid, 39 years old. I mean, if something happened to Trump, he would be our youngest president. God forbid. I mean, I say God forbid, but that's the case. He's a young guy. So that, I think that youth factor is really important. And it doesn't hurt that his wife's gorgeous and his kids are beautiful looking kids. I think all those things matter. I was really happy to hear Congressman Walz say really nice things about him. And it's a good day. It's a really, really good day here at the Republican National Convention. And again, that announcement was made right before, actually right as I started on the show. At 3:05, the news broke. Trump posted on Truth Social that he picked J.D. Vance to be his running mate. And I think that that is fantastic that he did that. I'm going to play a clip for you real quick, if I could, if I can just pull up my show sheet. Yes. So, the issue of rhetoric and the issue of all these people who are out there trying to ratchet up or ratchet down the rhetoric, depending on what you're saying, I want to play a quick clip for you. This is a little bit of what Tulsi Gabbard warned about. Tulsi Gabbard, obviously not the VP pick. Love Tulsi. I didn't think it was going to be Tulsi. I would love it because, you know, she's a friend. I think she's going to be on the show this week, Matt DeSantis, if I'm not mistaken. She's going to be stopping by at some point. Tulsi's great. But I think Trump needed to have somebody who's in elected office and who would, in fact, be currently in government. I think the optics of that look better. But she predicted, she was on with Laura Ingraham last year, and she predicted that comparing Trump to Hitler could lead to his assassination. Again, it's not that rhetoric leads people to do crazy things, but I think in this case, there's a real case to be made that if you keep saying he's Hitler, if you keep saying he's going to destroy democracy, you get an unhinged person who might turn around and take matters into their own hand, thinking they're doing something to save democracy or to stop Adolf Hitler. And that's what I worry about. Cut 14.
That he outlined in his incredibly long and difficult to read op-ed, along with things that Liz Cheney are saying. They're warning us of Trump's reelection being a dictatorship, and where he will do all of these things like turn the Department of Justice against political opponents, use the IRS to go after those who oppose his agenda. The list goes on. The thing is, that's exactly what the Biden-Harris administration is doing against President Donald Trump and against those they view as their political opponents. But the thing that really bothered me the most about Kagan's op-ed and many others who continue to warn the country that Donald Trump is going to be like a modern-day Hitler is that they are also the kinds of people who, and we hear this all the time, people say, gosh, if back in the day, if only one person had the courage to stop Hitler, to take him out before he rose to power, then we would have saved millions of lives. Well, this is what they're essential. This is a message
they're sending. They're inviting violence. Tulsi, you're saying they're inviting someone to take a shot at Trump.
This is what is so dangerous. Is they're sending a message to a rogue actor, a lone wolf, saying, hey, we need someone to save our country from this modern-day Hitler-like person. And that is what should alarm every single American. This is not how the United States of America is. This is not who we are. And yet this is what these people in positions of power are doing in abusing their power and undermining our democracy.
Yeah, and she's right. And I'll play for you a clip a little bit later of this wacko actress in the show Orange is the New Black saying literally that if you could have taken out Hitler in 1940, you would have, Mr. President, take him out. So just sick and outrageous. But I want to welcome to the show Mark Lauder, Chief Communications Officer for the America First Policy Institute. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. It's great to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
It's been a bit of a running around today. A little hot.
I'm going to fix your pin for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. It's the least I can do. It's like when somebody has food stuck in their teeth.
Oh, yeah.
You got to tell them, right?
Yeah.
You know,
every moment I can take the coat off when we're running between the various venues here.
Yeah, it's about 117 degrees out in Milwaukee.
Like that,
they said tomorrow's going to be cooler, but maybe rain.
All right.
I'll take snow at this point. Are you kidding me? It'd be great.
I'm not going to go that far.
First up, big news, J.D. Vance. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, I like the pick for one reason. Joe Biden promised to be a bridge to the next generation, and then he refuses to give up power, and he's clinging to power. And Donald Trump shows that there is a next generation of America First leadership after he completes his next term. You've got a young guy. I think he's not even 40 yet.
Oh,
he will be 40 this summer. And you know, obviously the credentials are impeccable. And He's full of energy. He's full of enthusiasm. I was talking to somebody else, and they said, well, Joe Biden on his way to the chopper or the, you know, or the rest home or wherever said that, you know, J.D. Vance is just a clone of Donald Trump. What do you think of that? I'm like, great. Thank you. That's supposed to be an attack? I mean, people can't afford gas and groceries. The border's wide open. And Donald Trump wants to fix all that, and now we find out his VP is a clone of him. I like it.
Yeah, and could potentially be there for 12 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great way to get the next generation, as you said, Mark, to be in power for 12 years and to be able to usher that America First agenda across generations and across decades.
And the other interesting thing that I think J.D. brings, Senator Vance there, we'll go formally, that he brings.
Vice President Vance.
Soon enough. But the other thing that he brings is, because people are now trying to say some of his critical comments of President Trump years ago should be, you know, are a problem. And I'm like, again, no. It's like he speaks the same language of so many people that may have had problems with Donald Trump in the past, may still have a few, I don't like the way he tweets or something along those lines. So who better to go out there and say, folks, I was just like you. But then when I read what this man is doing, I looked at his record. I looked at what he wants to do in the future. I came to the conclusion that we've got no choice but to do this. I mean, you're talking to a guy who's talking literally of his own personal experience and connecting it to others, which is something that few politicians have the ability to do.
And I think it says a lot about Trump, too, right? That he's going to bring in somebody who was critical of him and saw the policies and decided that he was a supporter. And Trump doesn't hold that against the guy. You know, he understands people can evolve in their thoughts and their ideas.
Well, I was on the 2016 campaign. I was in the White House during the first year. And the one thing that President Trump didn't get enough credit for, because it was always used to a disadvantage, was he brought people into the White House who had diametrically opposed views on policy. I mean, he would have Peter Navarro and Larry Kudlow arguing it out over economic policy or trade tariffs or something along those lines. He wanted to hear from both sides of the argument. He would make the decision, then the decision is made, go. And unfortunately, to his detriment, some of those folks turned out to be giant leakers. But that's what we should want from all of our elected officials, whether it's mayor, governor, presidents. I've worked for them all. You need people in there with a variety of viewpoints to say, but what if? But when the boss says go, then the discussion is done, the pins are down, and we go.
Yeah, and to that point, I mean, Doris Kearns Goodwin wrote a whole book called Team Arrivals, all about Lincoln doing the exact same thing, surrounding himself with people who were diametrically opposed on policy, and even in some cases diametrically opposed to him. Now, clearly there were people in Trump's orbit who were not there to help push an America First agenda. I think he's learned from that now. But J.D. Vance is a guy who's going to do that. There were some other names who were floated. I don't have to mention them, but I think they would have done the opposite, so I'm glad he didn't pick those people. I think pushing the America First agenda. So what do we mean? And since you are the Chief Communications Officer for America First Policy Institute.
I will note for the IRS listening, I am here in my personal capacity.
You are in your personal capacity.
We're a 501c3.
All right, so, but you know what America First means. So when we say that, America First, what do we mean?
We're talking about rebuilding America's energy dominance. We're talking about making it affordable again by lowering taxes, reducing regulation. You know, people often ask me, what was the first thing that the president would do to deal with inflation? And while I don't speak for the former president, he has said this, is you got to lower energy prices. Mm-hmm. Because whether it comes from the farm, to the factory, to the warehouse, to your house, it requires gas, diesel, electric, natural gas, all of the energy. And all of those sky-high costs are...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Thank you very much for being here today. 855-839-1210. All right, Andrew, you can pop that down. Thank you, buddy. This is what he said. He said, J.D. Vance is the VP pick, and I think every person who pays close attention has got to be thrilled by that. Every bad person I've ever met in Washington was aligned against J.D. Vance, according to the New York Times. So that story just came out a short time ago. Matt, if you can pull up, if you can find the full story, that would be great. I think that is really important. We're live from the Republican National Convention. We are streaming on YouTube right now. If you're joining us, and please tune in. That's the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. The big pick is that former president and future president Donald Trump has picked J.D. Vance to be his running mate. And Joe Biden reacted by saying J.D. Vance is a clone of Trump on the issues. That's what President Biden has said. A clone. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's the thing. J.D. Vance says and will do what will make America great again. That's the key. And I really appreciate the fact that he's going to make America great again along with Donald Trump. And I appreciate the fact that he's going to have potentially now 12 years to do it. He's 39 years old. He's going to mature along the way. He's going to be there with President Trump, help him push his America First agenda. I can't say it enough to you. You know, one of the biggest things that President Trump did wrong, and he's the first one to say it, is surround himself by a lot of Washington establishment insiders, a lot of people who are, quite frankly, from the swamp, a lot of people who were not there to help with Donald Trump's agenda. They were there to preserve the order of Washington. And for many of them, these party insiders, it was a huge, huge mistake of Trump to do that, to bring those people in. And so I fully think he's learned. I think he's fully appreciated the fact that he needs outsiders around him, people that are not part of the establishment. J.D. Vance walked into the convention today, got a hero's welcome along with his beautiful wife. She's gorgeous. And, you know, like I said, he's a father. He's got three young kids. Young guy, smart guy, brilliant guy, Yale-educated lawyer. He's going to do great. He's going to help Trump in a big, big way. I think that for anybody who says, what does this pick get him? You know what this pick gets him? This pick gets him the optics of having a very young person on the team. 39 in politics is a baby. It's a baby. You consider the fact that Biden is 172 years old and Trump is about 80. But, I mean, Biden's cognitive years. He's 172 years old, like a dog's years. You know, he's much older than he really is. And Kamala Harris is older, too. Not nearly as old as Trump or Biden, but she's older. But J.D. Vance is a kid in the world of politics. He's a kid, 39 years old. I mean, if something happened to Trump, he would be our youngest president. God forbid. I mean, I say God forbid, but that's the case. He's a young guy. So that, I think, that youth factor is really important. And it doesn't hurt that his wife's gorgeous and his kids are beautiful-looking kids. I think all those things matter. I was really happy to hear Congressman Walz say really nice things about him. And it's a good day. It's a really, really good day here at the Republican National Convention. And again, that announcement was made right before, actually right as I started on the show. At 3:05, the news broke. Trump posted on Truth Social that he picked J.D. Vance to be his running mate. And I think that that is fantastic that he did that. I'm going to play a clip for you real quick, if I could, if I can just pull up my show sheet. Yes. So, the issue of rhetoric and the issue of all these people who are out there trying to ratchet up or ratchet down the rhetoric, depending on what you're saying, I want to play a quick clip for you. This is a little bit of what Tulsi Gabbard warned about. Tulsi Gabbard, obviously not the VP pick. Love Tulsi. I didn't think it was going to be Tulsi. I would love it because, you know, she's a friend. I think she's going to be on the show this week, Matt DeSantis, if I'm not mistaken. She's going to be stopping by at some point. Tulsi's great, but I think Trump needed to have somebody who's in elected office and who would, in fact, be currently in government. I think the optics of that look better. But she predicted, she was on with Laura Ingraham last year, and she predicted that comparing Trump to Hitler could lead to his assassination. Again, it's not that rhetoric leads people to do crazy things, but I think in this case, there's a real case to be made that if you keep saying he's Hitler, if you keep saying he's going to destroy democracy, you get an unhinged person who might turn around and take matters into their own hand, thinking they're doing something to save democracy or to stop Adolf Hitler. And that's what I worry about. Cut 14.
That he outlined in his incredibly long and difficult to read op-ed, along with things that Liz Cheney are saying. They're warning us of Trump's reelection being a dictatorship, and where he will do all of these things like turn the Department of Justice against political opponents, use the IRS to go after those who oppose his agenda. The list goes on. The thing is, that's exactly what the Biden-Harris administration is doing against President Donald Trump and against those they view as their political opponents. But the thing that really bothered me the most about Kagan's op-ed and many others who continue to warn the country that Donald Trump is going to be like a modern-day Hitler is that they are also the kinds of people who, and we hear this all the time, people say, gosh, if back in the day, if only one person had the courage to stop Hitler, to take him out before he rose to power, then we would have saved millions of lives. Well, this is what they're essentially, this is a message
they're sending. They're inviting violence. Tulsi, you're saying they're inviting someone to take a shot at Trump.
This is what is so dangerous, is they're sending a message to a rogue actor, a lone wolf, saying, hey, we need someone to save our country from this modern-day Hitler-like person. And that is what should alarm every single American. This is not how the United States of America is. This is not who we are. And yet this is what these people in positions of power are doing in abusing their power and undermining our democracy.
Yeah, and she's right. And I'll play for you a clip a little bit later of this wacko actress in the show Orange is the New Black saying literally that if you could have taken out Hitler in 1940, you would have. Mr. President, take him out. Just sick and outrageous. But I want to welcome to the show Mark Lauder, Chief Communications Officer for the America First Policy Institute. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. It's great to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
It's been a bit of a running around today. A little hot.
I'm going to fix your pin for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. It's the least I can do. It's like when somebody has food stuck in their teeth.
Oh, yeah.
You got to tell them, right?
Yeah.
You know.
Every moment I can take the coat off when we're running between the various venues here.
Yeah, it's about 117 degrees out in Milwaukee.
Like that,
They said tomorrow's going to be cooler, but maybe rain.
All right.
I'll take it. I'll take snow at this point. Are you kidding me? It'd be great.
I'm not going to go that far.
First up, big news, J.D. Vance. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, I like the pick for one reason. Joe Biden promised to be a bridge to the next generation, and then he refuses to give up power, and he's clinging to power. And Donald Trump shows that there is a next generation of America First leadership after he completes his next term. You've got a young guy. I think he's not even 40 yet. He will be 40 this summer. And you know, obviously the credentials are impeccable. And he's full of energy. He's full of enthusiasm. I see. I was talking to somebody else, and they said, "Well, Joe Biden on his way to the chopper, or the or the rest home, or wherever," said that J.D. Vance is just a clone of Donald Trump. What do you think of that? I'm like, great. Thank you. That's supposed to be an attack? I mean, people can't afford gas and groceries. The border's wide open. And Donald Trump wants to fix all that. Now we find out his VP is a clone of him. I like it.
Yeah, and could potentially be there for 12 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great way to get the next generation, as you said, Mark, to be in power for 12 years and to be able to usher that America First agenda across generations and across decades.
And the other interesting thing that I think J.D. brings... Senator Vance there. We'll go formally. that he brings.
Vice President Vance.
Soon enough. But the other thing that he brings, because people are now trying to say some of his critical comments of President Trump years ago should be, are a problem. And I'm like, again, no. It's like he speaks the same language of so many people that may have had problems with Donald Trump in the past, may still have a few, I don't like the way he tweets or something along those lines. So who better to go out there and say, folks, I was just like you. But then when I read what this man is doing, I looked at his record, I looked at what he wants to do in the future, I came to the conclusion that we've got no choice but to do this. I mean, you're talking to a guy who's talking literally of his own personal experience and connecting it to others, which is something that few politicians have the ability to do.
And I think it says a lot about Trump, too, right? That he's going to bring in somebody who was critical of him and saw the policies and decided that he was a supporter. And Trump doesn't hold that against the guy. You know, he understands people can evolve in their thoughts and their ideas.
Well, and I served, obviously, I was on the 2016 campaign. I was in the White House during the first year. And the one thing that President Trump didn't get enough credit for, because it was always used to a disadvantage, was he brought people into the White House who had diametrically opposed views on policy. I mean, he would have Peter Navarro and Larry Kudlow arguing it out over economic policy or trade tariffs or something along those lines. He wanted to hear from both sides of the argument. He would make the decision, then the decision is made, go. And unfortunately, to his detriment, some of those folks turned out to be giant leakers. But that's what we should want from all of our elected officials, whether it's mayor, governor, presidents. I've worked for them all. You need people in there with a variety of viewpoints to say, but what if? But when the boss says go, then the discussion is done, the pins are down, and we go.
Yeah, and to that point, I mean, Doris Kearns Goodwin wrote a whole book called Team Arrivals, all about Lincoln doing the exact same thing, surrounding himself with people who were diametrically opposed on policy, and even in some cases diametrically opposed to him. Now, clearly there were people in Trump's orbit who were not there to help push an America First agenda. I think he's learned from that now. But J.D. Vance is a guy who's going to do that. There were some other names who were floated. I don't have to mention them, but I think they would have done the opposite, so I'm glad he didn't pick those people. I think pushing the America First agenda. So what do we mean? And since you are the Chief Communications Officer for America First Policy Institute.
I will note for the IRS listening, I am here in my personal capacity.
You are in your personal capacity.
We're a 501c3.
All right. So, but you know what America First means. So when we say that, America First, what do we mean?
We're talking about rebuilding America's energy dominance. We're talking about making it affordable again by lowering taxes, reducing regulation. You know, people often ask me, what was the first thing that the president would do to deal with inflation? And while I don't speak for the former president, he has said this, is you got to lower energy prices. Mm-hmm. Because whether it comes from the farm to the factory to the warehouse to your house, it requires gas, diesel, electric, natural gas, all of the energy. And all of those sky-high costs are being passed to consumers through higher prices. Mm-hmm. And so if you can just get America's energy dominance going again, get gas down to where it was, $2.39 or $2 a gallon like we had it, when those costs come down, well, the producers, the retailers are going to lower those costs to the American people, and you'll see that's the quickest thing we can do. Then when you start adding on the tax reform and the reducing of regulations, obviously sealing the border is a huge issue, something that President Trump will do very quickly. We got to get tough with China. We've got to literally realize, and, you know, I have the benefit in my job of working with some of the brightest foreign policy people in the world. One of them said to me, he's like, you know, I'm old enough to remember the Cold War. we embody things from the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. They weren't making our computers. They weren't making our car batteries. They weren't making our car components or our computers or any of that. Everything we have comes from China. Mm-hmm. You can't buy an Advil or a Tylenol that doesn't have things that are the components or something don't come through China. He's like, we are not just militarily challenged like we were in World War II or like we were in the Cold War. China is a military and an economic power, and they have the economic power to hold sway over us, like we found out with COVID. So if we don't start segregating our economy, breaking free from the reliance on China, then we're going to be in trouble because they're going to have not only economic power over us and military power over us.
Mark Lauder, I appreciate you being here today. When you think about America First, too, a lot of the people on the left took that, twisted it, and said, oh, Trump's Hitler. And the incendiary rhetoric we heard from the left, we still hear it. Got people protesting in Milwaukee today screaming about fascism. They took that, and I think their rhetoric plays a big role in the division in this country. These are people that do not want to stop for a second. And they're people that have said the worst and most awful things about this president, the former president.
No, you're absolutely right. And the fact that you have MSNBC taking off three of its biggest shows off the air because they're worried that the hosts or their guests will add fuel to the fire tells you all that you need to know. I mean, they have been so outraged. They never expected Donald Trump to win in 2016. And they've done, you know, from the Russia hoax to the to the impeachment hoaxes, now to Lawfare, to comparing him to Hitler. No one in America compares to Hitler. No one. On either side of the aisle. And when you hear people say that, we've just got to stop it. But when you demonize someone, not only personally, then use the Lawfare against him. I mean, they're even trying to take the whole Project 2025 thing, and I'm not affiliated with the Heritage Foundation, and we are not a part of that effort. But what do you think Project 2025 is? Think tanks think of stuff. It's in the title.
Yeah, right.
And they put words on paper that they think they get paid by the word. I know mine think they do. And the ones that I work with. So, of course, every think tank is sitting there going, here's all of our brilliant ideas. And you hope that a president, a governor, a senator, a congressman will take bits and pieces of it and go, I really like what you did with that. Maybe if I put it with these people over here, we really got something going. But they're trying to weaponize an entire thing. In 2016, they were saying, oh, he's not ready. It's chaos. It's mayhem. It's never going to work. No one is supporting him. He's got no policies. And now they got all the policy people thinking about stuff, and they're going, oh, this is the threat. This is bad.
Mm-hmm. Mark Lauder, this convention this week, today's Making America Wealthy Again. So let's talk about the theme of that. How do we make America wealthy again? How do we do it?
We got to extend the Trump tax cuts. We've got to obviously do the American energy dominance, like we said before. We've got to get tough with China on trade. We've got to start bringing manufacturing back to the United States and to our key allies. It's not just all about America, but we need to be able to trust the supply chains. And when we do all of that, then Americans' paychecks will go further, and Americans' paychecks will go up. I mean, most people don't realize we talk just about inflation, but when you add stagnant wage growth along with high inflation, people are actually, their paychecks don't stretch as far. They know that. Mm-hmm. This is why people are struggling. This is why half of Americans, according to a poll I saw, were going to delay or shorten their summer vacations. People are putting $20 into the gas tank rather than filling up because they can't afford it. And so when we start to do all of those things, we will make America wealthy again.
Great to see you.
Good to see you.
I appreciate it. Follow Mark on X at Mark_Lauder. We're live at the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee. And I tell you, and a lot going on, of course, the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com is that Trump has picked J.D. Vance, Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, as his running mate. It is Trump Vance 2024. Dr. Mike's a great guy. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. So go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Do we have that clip of Biden struggling not to say Make America Great Again? By the way, do we have that?
I do. I have to send it to Andrew.
All right, we'll send it to Andrew. I'll play that for you in the 6 o'clock hour. The 6 o'clock hour. 5 o'clock hour my time. This is very confusing. I don't do well with math, and I've had to do a lot of math today, Matt DeSantis.
I'm sorry.
A lot of math.
I'm sorry. I'll change the schedule for tomorrow.
I don't know where I am. I think I got a half hour to go until I have to say this, but it's not true. It's a lie. I got to do it now. So let me tell you about the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place. I'm so incredibly happy that they sponsor our show. And I love doing live shows there. And we got another one coming up in September. So I hope you'll make time to come out and see us for that. This is the time, though. You heard Mark talk about summer vacation. Please, don't forgo your summer vacation. You don't have to. You don't have to because the Grand Hotel makes it easy and affordable for you to take the family away and make those memories. It's so important to do because memories last forever. When I was a kid, I was lucky that Mama Zioli and Papa Zioli would take us to the Jersey Shore every single summer of my life, except for one year we went to Disney World. Otherwise, it was the Jersey Shore, and I loved it. Well, the Grand offers you all the conveniences of a shore home. So I know a lot of people say, well, should I rent a shore home or I stay at a resort like the Grand Hotel? Well, here's why you should do the Grand Hotel. I'll tell you why. You get all the amenities of a full-service resort. For example, you can go to Hemingway's Restaurant. It's right on site. Incredible food for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. But if you want to just make the kids a PB&J, keep some juice boxes in the fridge. Your room has a kitchenette and a refrigerator in it to make it easy for you, and it saves some money. And the Grand also offers large guest rooms, suites, and townhomes equipped with a kitchenette where you can just make the kids that sandwich and save some money. The Grand has two huge heated pools, one outdoor, one indoor. My kids love the pool. And if it rains, you got something for them to do. There's also an arcade there as well. I'm telling you, the Grand is my happy place for a reason. Book today. You will not be disappointed. Book directly with them for their best rates. Book your stay by calling 800-257-8550. That's 800-257-8550. Or visit them online at GrandHotelCapeMay.com. That's GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.